Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Moncrief on News Talk.
If a family member dies, sometimes it can be less than clear if they've made a will, or if they've made a will, where is it? So should we need a national wills register? John Lowe from moneydoctors.ie feels we should. Afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Are those the main reasons? Well, actually, how many people in Ireland make wills?
Well, unfortunately, less than 30%. We've got 70% of the nation who are overwhelmed with the legal and jargon claptrap that goes on and are afraid to... there's a little bit of morbidity as well associated with it, but it's really they're afraid to go to a solicitor, where you don't need actually to go to a solicitor at all. You don't have to go to a solicitor's office to execute a will. You can do it anywhere, Sean, and you don't have to even use the template of a solicitor. There's lots of online that you can use that are perfectly acceptable. In fact, there was a wonderful case of Aretha Franklin, an interesting little story, where after a number of years after she died, they found this little slip of paper down by the sofa, it was down by one of the arms of the sofa. And they extracted this piece of paper, which had the writing of Aretha Franklin on, but not her signature. But it did state who was to get the assets, the estate. And it was upheld in court, would you believe, that they got that will, and it was upheld. And the people who were nominated on that piece of paper got the assets, got the estate.
Yeah, but, no, actually that case is an interesting case in point, because I think, as if my memory recalls, she'd actually made two wills that were a few years apart, but both of them, and one of them, as you say, was found down the back of the sofa. The other one was, I think, found in a desk. And then they had to all go to court about the whole thing. But in those cases, she just wrote them out. It wasn't notarized. There was no witness to it. Can you do that here? And is that then a legal document?
No, it's not a legal document, because you do need two witnesses. And those two witnesses, first of all, cannot benefit from the will itself. And secondly, they don't have to see what's in the will. They only have to witness your signature. So you can get your neighbour or your bus conductor or your postman, whoever, just to witness your signature. That's all you need. But I would suggest that you get the name, the address, the air code, and if you can, the PPS number, just to make sure that there's no, argument afterwards.
Yeah. Okay, that they did actually witness it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they can die the next day as long as you have their PPS number.
Why would you need their PPS number?
Well, just in case, there's a lot of people, you could have a program, Sean, just alone on the solicitors and their problems that they have with clients and, wills and probates and all the rest of it. And even if you ask, people, you do a vox pop down Grafton Street and say, listen, what do you think that a probate means? You'd get such a myriad of answers that people have absolutely really no idea what probate is.
Certainly. So say someone listening who hasn't made a will, what's the bare minimum you need to do?
Well, you have to have, obviously, an executor or an executrix, somebody who's going to actually run your estate after you pass on. If you have assets, I maintain that anybody who has children and or €25,000 in assets, they should make a will. It makes sense, because it's an absolute nightmare, Sean, going to the High Court to get a letter of administration for somebody who hasn't got a will. They die intestate. And as I said, you do not need to go to a solicitor to make a will. One of the things, there's two aspects about solicitors. One is, the drafting of the will, it can be done anywhere. And, at the end of that drafting, they normally say, would you like us to hold on to the original and I'll give you a copy? Well, what they're basically saying is that when you die, whoever your executor or your executrix is, they have to go back cap in hand to that same solicitor because you need the original will to do probate. Probate is the simplest thing in the world, by the way, to do. You get a form from the probate office, you fill it out, and basically what it says is you're registering somebody who's died, what they have, and who's getting it. And therefore, you put this on this form and you send it in. You then have an appointment with a personal representative. It takes about 30 minutes. You get an grant of approval from the probate office. And that could take 6 or more months, by the way, because of COVID and all sorts of things that happened recently. But at the same time, you're going to be waiting the same length of time as a solicitor might. So you can do yourself. I did my own mother's. So it's a very, very simple operation. Now, the real question, though, is how much do the solicitor charge you? Well, that's where the gravy is, because they can charge you anything they like. Some of them can charge 3.5% for the first 10,000, 3% for the second 10,000, and 2.5% for everything else after that.
Whoa. So
you could be talking about maybe 35, 40 grand on a million of assets.
My word. Now, say you make your will and you have two executors that are your two best friends. And then subsequent to that, you go on a girls' weekend to Bundoran, and Bundoran is hit by an asteroid. What happens then?
Well, they have to find out, first of all, where your will is. They need the original will.
Yeah.
And they also need, which is more important, actually, in some respects, or as important, is where are all your assets? I mean, how many people write a will and say, I leave my entire estate to Sean Moncrief and he can have it all. And then you die, and then suddenly Sean Moncrief goes to the person and say, where's your will? Oh, it's there. And so you look at it and you've got the will, but where's the list of assets and personal information? You know, where's your accounts? Where's the property you have, your pensions, your investments? Because you should write that down on a separate list of assets, which includes, by the way, I don't know, Sean, in your own case, does anybody in the world know what your password to your mobile phone or your laptop is?
Yeah, I barely know it myself, Sean, to be honest with you.
Well, there's very few even couples who do actually share those kind of secrets. And that's what that list of assets and personal information should be, to put your social media. I mean, there's Tony Fenton, God love him, he's gone now 10 years. And yet every year, on Facebook, it comes up, happy heavenly birthday, Tony. He didn't tell anybody what his Facebook password is.
Oh, gosh. Oh, God, yeah. That's sad. So, but if in the normal course of events, you've made a will, you have an executor, and when you die, that executor can, you know, knows where to get the will and all that kind of stuff, then why do you need a national register of wills?
Well, in case sometimes I think that a national register would at least identify that this person has a will and somebody has it. Because, again, it's not to go through solicitors. It's to register the fact that you've actually made a will and it's up there. And if the person who's made the will, as you say, gets run over by a bus, and even the executor or executrix also gets run over by those, then, you know, they may not know that there's a will out there.
Yeah. Okay. So it's just, but on a national register, would it actually say there is a will and it's in the possession of Tommy Smith, the solicitor?
It would say, you know, like John Lowe has a will and the executor is so-and-so. And you might have maybe an address that you might have as your home address. And that might be it. You won't have too much information because you don't want to give too much information out.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think it would be important because, as I say, 70% of the country do not have a will. And like, as I said, they're overwhelmed by the legal claptrap that goes on. And it's really very simple and it's very important. Number of people who don't have the will and are tied up in court for years, absolute years.
Yeah. Is there, I suppose, you know, partially the fact that, you know, people don't make wills because they maybe don't want to be thinking about their death. But if it was, you know, if you could look up to see if somebody had a will, there might be this Irish thing of, oh, they've money, they made a will. So people are again reticent to do it.
Well, I don't think that they're going to state in the register, you know, how much is in the will. I mean, you see that in the papers, you know, where, you know, they have an estate in excess of 8 million or whatever. But I'd say in the register, the will register, you wouldn't actually be stating what's in the actual will. It's just that there is a will. And that's the important part to know, that there is a will, that their loved ones won't have to kind of go to the High Court to get letters of administration.
Yeah. In the normal course of events, though, John, if you haven't made a will and you die and, you know, you just own a, you know, your average, you own a semi-detached house and a 20-year-old car kind of thing, is it automatically the case that your spouse inherits all that?
Well, it would be, but at the same time, you still need a death certificate. You still need to go and, you know, again, probate is part of it. So it's a long process. But the thing is that if you say you just had your property and you had no family, say you just had, and your mum and dad are gone and you've no siblings and you've no nephews or nieces, the state gets it, you know?
Right.
The state will take your assets because there's no one that you've left, you know, like a dog's home or anybody. The amount of charities that are missing out on those 70% of people who don't have a will is really bad, because there's an awful lot of very, very deserving charities out there that could do with a few bob.
Yeah. Then again, I suppose you might think, I'm dead. Doesn't really matter. I don't care myself anyway. John, thanks very much. As ever, I hope you live a long and healthy life. We won't be talking about your will for quite some time to come. That was John Lowe there from moneydoctors.ie.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.